walk inside the liquor store and had this little green on. The lady was like, "Ooh, I like that green on you, sir." I was like, "Yeah, my girlfriend did too." She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "Yeah, because she sure was sitting right over in the car. And you think I'm a goddamn fool? What's wrong with you?" I said, "Don't let these Hoochie Daddy shorts get y'all in trouble out here. This is careful. Be careful. It is about 110 degrees outside, so I understand. You need some leg and all your skin that you can't have out because it's hot." I'm gonna tell you that right now. You out here in jeans or some shit, and boy, you are brave. You are a killer in my mind.
Still not calling these shorts Hoochie Daddy shorts. I'm just not gonna do it.
I'm above knee shorts.
Running shorts.
Running. Oh, there we go.
Running shorts.
Running shorts.
Running shorts.
Yeah, I'm out here in my running shorts. It's too hot to be in jean anything. If they ain't got a jean or a Benny's on, he's a killer. I am going the opposite way.
I don't know how we was doing that some of these summers where we was walking around in jeans all year round. I don't know how we was doing that.
I can't imagine putting a pair of jeans on right now. Like, I don't even want to wear no jeans, no black shoes, black socks, man. I just feel like it's just hot. If a nigga got jeans, black shoes, and black socks, he's about to rock. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, y'all be prepared. If you see that shit in the next couple weeks, be prepared. It's too high for that shit.
Tips from AJ.
Hoochie tips. Hoochie tips.
Words to live by.
Words to live by. Yeah. Hoochie, we're going hoochie tips. Hoochie tips with A.
Yeah, hoochie tips with A.
Kick City.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back with Kick City. We're here with the crew. Episode 67. We've been going this for a while, but episode 67. Glad to have y'all back. I'm glad to have the listeners back. You know, it's your host with the most, what they say, AJJ, Almighty Black Ranger. Any other name you got for me, just let me know. You know, I may throw it in there. So, you know, it's been hot this week, but let's you know, we'll sit down. We got some sneakers to talk about. We got grills to talk about. You know, let's catch up. It's been a week. How your week going, Blaze?
Good, real good. Just another week down teaching summer school. So work is good. Yeah, I can't really complain. Before I forget, you know, Father's Day and Juneteenth is coming up. So happy to both of those. And so hopefully somebody gets some love from that, all the fathers out there and all the people that are celebrating Black excellence. So why not? Why not? Blessed days upon us.
Yes. Marco, how your week been going?
Week has been going well. The economy is not being kind to my profession at the moment, but you know, it is what it is. Like I said, it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. Yeah. But like Blaze said, to piggyback off of what he said, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. By the time this episode airs, Father's Day was yesterday. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Juneteenth to all my people out there as well. So, yeah, that's how my week is going.
You know what? Let me piggyback off of both of y'all. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, shout out to my father, too. Shout out to y'all fathers. You know, shout out to y'all being fathers in general, being good. Shout out to the good fathers out there. Shout out to the men that take responsibility to do good things with their children. You know, I'm proud of y'all. And then on top of that, shout out to Juneteenth. Shout out to the Black fathers. You know, we just gonna celebrate Black excellence, Black success, all that today. When y'all hear this, that's my love. But let me go ahead and jump into what we're gonna be rocking with on Friday with our Fresh Kick Friday. Blaze, I'm gonna start with you. What you gonna be rocking?
I'm gonna rock the Infrared 4s that just came out. Did not, I give you a brief story, did not hit on those on Sneakers app, and so took an L there. And so yep, that is a draw, and I drew wrong. So I was definitely shot down. Please don't shoot me down on the Sneakers app. And went from there. And so holler out some people at 214 Sneaks and they blessed me with that. I paid resale, and I paid over the 50, but under the 100 Black Ranger. So I had to have them. I wanted them, and so in case they skyrocket, which they're not right now, they're at a pretty decent resale price, I guess, if you could say resale prices are decent. They aren't, according to Boss Man. And so I got those. So when I get those, I'll definitely be rocking those on Friday. So Marco, what you working with?
You know what? I don't know what I'm gonna pull out. Mm-hmm. I might pull out the Rebellionaire Jordan 1s, or maybe I might undead stock the Patent Bread 1s. We'll see how I feel on Friday when that rolls around. I don't have either one of them sitting next to me, but I think it's a Jordan 1s type of Friday, this upcoming Friday. Or maybe, you know what, I might pull out a Gatorade 1 or something like that. I hadn't worn either one of those in a while, so maybe give one of them some burn.
I'm you know what, I guess I'm following along the trend, too. I'm getting some Jordan 1s, too. Since you said Rebellion, I'm with my Rebellion there, too. You know what, forget it. I'm going to put them on Friday. They need to get out here, in this hot heat too. You know, they, you know what? I wish they would have really went up like I thought, but you know what? It's cool. You know, some things happen the way they do, but you know, I'm just glad I got them. So, mm-hmm. All right. So since we already done talking about what we're gonna be rocking, so I'm gonna jump right into some pickups this week. Anybody have any pickups this week, Marco? I'm gonna start with you.
Yeah, finally got my trade sneakers in, got the Union Jordan 2s, so glad to have these in the collection. First Union collab that I've ever owned, so you know, that's dope. Probably no way in hell I'm ever getting the 1s or even the 4s at this point, because I think the rent is too damn high on either one of them, especially those 1s. I think those 1s are what, 1500, something crazy like that.
$1,500
dollars.
US.
used car prices is what those are. So probably won't never get those. So that's what I picked up this week. Blaze, what you pick up?
I picked up, well, just get the minor things out the way. I picked up some UNC Prestos, just something real comfy for my feet to coach in. I'm feeling really good about that. Prestos is a dynamic, comfortable sneaker. And so we all have a pair, right? You got a pair, Marco. Yeah. I know AJ got the Whatas. Yeah. And so
I got the Whatas too.
Oh yeah, that's right. So we all three got them. See, that is it. That was a cop. And so gotta have them. So grab me a pair of those. Got me the Dunk Low Barbershop, the black ones. And so hit on those. We were talking in the chat about them and did not get the whites. Wanted the whites, but I'll settle with the black ones. Very, very sad about that. But, you know, I'm good. I'm good with the black ones. So can't wait for them to come in. And then I also got the Air Max 1s Tree Line. So I like it. I like the color of it. Does this resemble marijuana? Should I be in Missouri or Colorado for buying these sneakers? What are these? You know what I'm saying? Was this marijuana vibes with them? But
it was.
Yeah. So this is my first marijuana sneaker. So, you know, shout out to all the smokers out there. And so I got these. So really happy about this. Love the colorway of it. So I've been on my Air Max kick. And so them three that pop into my head, what I got, including the infrared 4s, but I don't have them in hand, so I'm flipping them out. So AJ, what you you cop anything?
Yeah, I made a trade. I got these Easter pink 5 joints. I traded my UNC 6s for those who are out there. So I knew I wasn't gonna do nothing with them. So it was like somebody came to me with a good offer. I think I just really like this shoe better. So that's what it was. It's like a good, like, it's like it got a good leather on here. I don't want to, like, I think I feel safe wearing these. I feel like the UNC 6s, I think I would have stepped outside and something would have happened. I couldn't clean it or something. So, and it got a cool, like, little, like, I don't know if y'all can really see. No, I can't really. Like, the insole of it's like a little, like, Easter theme. It got, like, orange, yellow, green, like, whole bunch of, like, different colors on the sole of it. So, it's kind of dope. And the bottom of it is glows in the dark. So I know some of y'all like that glow in the dark feature.
I do.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I do.
So I'm definitely I'm definitely going to be in these because I like these more than the UNC6s, which I'm pretty sure people be like, I'm talking crazy. But it's all right, though. You know, because it's Duke Blue. That's what it really is in my life over here. So that's all.
There you go. Good for you. Good for you. But a side note on the Snapchat, shout out to the Kick City Snapchat. I saw those on there. They were glistening. Them things were looking real sexy. So shout out to the Kick City Snapchat.
Every now and then, you know, stuff pop up on there to let you know we still alive. We still out here. Yeah. we still getting them sneaks out there. So you know, let me go ahead. Hey, so y'all know we're rocking, you know, we picked up. Let me go ahead and jump right into the gifts. I guess, you know, Blaze, you don't want to start it off today. I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about this Michigan joint right here. I'm surprised you the one talking about it, but, you know, we're gonna do it like that. So, Blaze, this is all on you.
Yeah, so I will get into it. I'll bat lead off with this, with gifts. And so, got to have them. Flip them, trash, or sleep for cheap on them. And so let's get into it. So the Nike Huarache Michigan colorway of the Nike Huarache. And so it's $120, 120 shekels, I should say. And these come out on the 21st of June. And so get into it. It's basically just like what AJ said, it's Michigan theme, Michigan colors, white and varsity maize. And so, yeah, just for different people with different, I have thoughts about that, you know, go blue or whatever, you know, with the Michigan fans. And so, but basically the shoe is basically covered in all white. Well, you have your classic Huarache sneaker. What's not to love about that? And so you have that perfect classy one, gives great 90s vibes of the Nike Huarache in all ways. And so mainly an all white sneaker. You have it basically all around from the top of the sole to the midsole. And so all white. The maize blue is a little bit more upper, not exactly on the toe box. And so it's a nice little, I don't know, I want to say polyester. I think that's the word I want to use for that. It's quite not that, but the varsity maize or the navy blue, it's kind of like a mesh polyester. And so that's a little bit higher on the toe box. You see that there. And you also have it on the tongue as well. And you also have sprinkled in a little black around the top of the shoe or the tongue of it. And so you have the black on the tongue, you have a little bit black on the back of it with the strap that gives it that all around Huarache feel, that basically signature of the shoe. And you also have black on the outsole too. And on the back of it, it just finishes up in the navy blue mesh and also the gold or whatever, Michigan yellow, how you want to say that, in fact. And so all around, a solid sneaker, definitely give it 90s vibes. I love the look of it. I love a Huarache. I have one Huarache in my collection. And so just with that in mind, sadly, I'm gonna sleep for cheap with these. And so that's just my mind with these. They're $120. I'm sure they won't sell out. My thoughts is they won't sell out. And so Huaraches have not been selling out unless it's a collab, which we'll get into more collabs on through the show. And so overall, it's a sleep for cheap for me when it comes to the Nike Huarache Michigan colorway. And so I'm going to pass it on to Marco. Marco, what you think about this sneaker and what's your thoughts? Got to have them, sleep for cheap, trash or flip?
It's going to be a sleep for cheap for me too. I actually don't have any Huaraches in my collection. I thought about getting some a while back, and then I was told not to buy them true to size. Like, you need to buy them like a size up. Or mm-hmm. Yeah. So
like you got a whole size up. Yeah.
A whole size up. So yeah. That'd be weird for me buying an 11 and a half versus a 10 and a half. But, these are definitely a sleeper cheap for me. It's clean colorway. Don't mind it. Of course, follows the classic, you know, Huarache silhouette with the leather hints and the neoprene. Neoprene was the material neoprene that you're looking for there.
Thank you, sir. All right. Neoprene. Polyester.
Polyester, what we call it around here.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, they cool. They not a bad sneaker. It'd be cool for something, you know, just to have as like a leisure. Like I don't really care too much about these. I can mess them up if I want to. So they definitely be a sleeper cheap. Like if you saw them in the outlet or something, or on Foot Locker with that red tag, you know, you might snag them up if they under, you know, that $100 price point. You know, so yeah, it'd be a sleeper cheap for me. AJ, what's your thoughts?
It's definitely going to be a sleeper cheap for me because I need Nike to bring back the high OG Fab Five colorway, if they want to call it Huarache, because, you know, that's one of my favorite Huarache that ever came out, besides the Kobe Huarache. I guess we can call it the Kobe Huarache. It was purple and gold. But this is definitely be a sleeper cheap for me. I got like 2-3 pair of Huarache that are definitely a comfortable shoe. Like Mark said, just something to throw on. Just walking around. You want to look like you know looking good, but you don't want to do too much. Throw a pair of Rises on, you know, you do just fine. So, but these definitely be a sleeper cheap for me. If I find with that good red tag, 100 or less, I probably definitely gonna get them. But Nike, I need you to come back with the OG high Rachi. Yes. I need the high Rachi to come back out. So, what the people say, Mark?
To give y'all what the people said about these. So 28% of people said gotta have them. 16% of people said flip them. 12% of people said trash. And 44% of people said sleep for cheap. So a lot of people pretty much agreeing with us on like these ain't something that you gotta have right when they release, but something that they may grab later on down the road. So next sneaker on the list, I'll go ahead and describe here. Should I do both of these together since they coming out same day, pretty much same pack? Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. We'll just do both of these guys together. So you have, and I'll show y'all the first one here. So first one, you got the Union LA Nike Cortez, which is being dubbed the Uncortez. And this is in the sesame colorway. And then you also have a black version of this sneaker as well, which for the people that are viewing, here you go. There's a look at the black version of it as well. So both of these sneakers kind of follow the same type of silhouette here, where it looks like you got like that recycled material on like the midsole, where, you know, they take all these different rubbers, crush them up, and then put them together. So you kind of get like that speckle look in the midsole. I actually like the sesame pair better than the black pair. I feel like the black pair is just going to look ashy after a while. Just this black suede, it never ages well, in my opinion. But I mean, you can see that they use premium materials. Just to give you a quick description on them. On the sesame pair, it's like this all tan on the hints of the suede, which is going to be in like the toe, the mid panel, around like the ankle, on the heel as well. And then you have like a pink color, I would say, for the swoosh. And it's around like the upper of the laces. So the upper eyelets of the laces there are like that pink color as well. And then you kind of got like a tan color in there too, or not tan, a teal color, excuse me. Kind of like the stripes on the side of it too, that are kind of like a, I think that is like a canvas material is what it looks like. Like at the bottom of the front of the toe, and then like the mid panel going back towards the ankle, which it almost kind of gives me like 70s game show type of vibes with the way the stripes are looking. Like if you remember The Price is Right and you look back at those Bob Barker days, that's what it reminds me of. It's like one of those stages or something for a game show. But you know, very retro looking on this sneaker. And then just to kind of give you a quick color description of the black version of this one as well. The black one is going to feature all black suede on the upper. Doesn't really do a whole lot of color change in there, not as much as the sesames do, but you got like black suede on the swoosh, black suede on like the toe, the mid panel, around the ankle. And then you got like light blue, green, a lime, like volt green as well. And then you got like a black stripe in there too. And that's all canvas as well. Also have the recycled midsole. Forgot to mention you got Union logos on the back tab of both of these sneakers. And then you also have color in like the tongue. So the laces on the black pair are like a lime green lace set. The Union logo is lime green. The swoosh logo on the tongue of the sneaker is lime green. And then on the Sesame pair, the back tab is going to be like that pink color, as well as the Union logo being that teal color as well. You know, lots of detail in these. They are a collab. They're going to be $150, both dropping on 6/21. Both of these are going to be flippers for me. I don't think I got to have either one of them. If I had to pick out of the pack, of course, I like the Sesame pair better. I feel like it's just, it's going to pop more. It's not going to look as dingy after a while. But both of them be a flip for me. So nothing I got to have. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These are both flip for me as well. I like the like racer stripes on both of them. So I love that part of the sneaker. Two things. It's hard for me to buy Cortezes that are over $100. I feel like when we were talking about those Converses last week, it's just hard for me to break down and pay that kind of price for a pair of Cortezes. And so that in my mind, I know that they're Union, so they're automatically flips. And so that's one thing. The second thing is the back of the shoe. What is my man doing? Is my man doing an ollie on a skateboard? Or is he about to Liu Kang? Is he going to Liu Kang kick somebody? What are we doing back on the back of it?
Yeah, I think it is him doing like an ollie or something. I think that's right.
Okay, got a little kick push vibes. I didn't know they skate people skateboarding in Cortez. So that's cool about that. I just wanted to know what my mans was doing, but definitely a flip though. Flipping both. If I get my hands on one of them, flipping, trading, do what you got to do in those. Just from that, so they look premium though. I love the material around them. So both of them are flips. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these Cortezes?
I guess I'm gonna have to flip them because I don't like them at all. But if the money, if I can flip them and get some money out of it, then yeah, then let's do that. Let's get my little flip on, you know, young flipper, you know, R.P. Dolph. So, but yeah, maybe because I'm just not a big Cortez fan in general. Like, I do like the covers and all that. Don't get me wrong, the colors and all that look great in both pair. But I just couldn't see myself really wanting them. So definitely, if I can flip them and get some what I really want, definitely be a flip for me. So, Marco, what the people say?
All right. So on the Sesame pair, 28% of people said wow, gotta have them. 12% of people said flip them. 36% of people said trash.
Wow.
And 24% of people said sleep or cheat. And then on the black pair.
Oh my.
Right.
Well, all right.
Tell us how you really feel.
Everybody agree with Black Ranger.
I mean, the black pair, I said the black pair look ashy though too myself. So 15% of people said gotta have them. 15% of people said flip them. 62% of people said trash, and 8% of people said sleeper cheap. So y'all basically, what y'all telling us is y'all hate those essentially.
Yes.
y'all like Black Ranger, y'all hate those. Please don't bring them out is what you're saying basically.
Yeah, them shit just, yeah, I don't know, it's just something about it, like you said, that it's gonna look ashy. It just don't look like a shoe I want to be in. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Can't do it.
Right.
Well, next sneaker on the list, we'll go ahead and let Black Ranger do this one here. It is dropping on 6/21. Go ahead and take it away, sir.
Yeah, we got the Jordan 9 for $200. Those $200 for some 9? All right, my fault. You got the Jordan 9 silhouette, of course. You got the black and the mid part of it. You got the gray all around it with the white bottom, I'm sorry. On the back tab, you got the number 23, of course. You got the little red Jordan logo on the back one with the little, what they call that thing on the back of the shoe when you pull it up? I don't even know.
Pull tab.
Pull tab. There we go. Yeah, got the all black pull tab on it. You got the red Air Jordan writing on the tongue of it. I mean, it's a very, I don't want to call it a simple shoe, but I mean, very, I think I like it. So, and like the, I, but maybe because I'm biased at Nines in general, I'm a big Nines fan. So I feel like I said I'm a big Nines fan, but big Nines fan. Jordan 9 is one of my favorite silhouettes. So I like the black and gray. I like the simple, the simplest simplicity of it. Ooh, I can't say words right today. but the only reason I would hate to wear, you know, during like football season, I want people to think I'm a Raider fan. You know, I'm all about my Chiefs. You know, I feel like they give me those Raider vibes. I feel like we're gonna see a lot of Raider folks in these coming up here soon in the next couple months. But I want them. I'm going for them. So I want them. I gotta have Blaze. What about you?
I am a sleeper cheap on these. I found myself now after doing my grails that I am a Nines fan as well. Retro Nines fan. These right here, but these right here, the simplicity in them is nothing wrong with it at all. And I definitely would enjoy them. But with me, I mean, like, these remind me of the Infrared 4s that just came out last week. And so if you had my thoughts in them, would I get the 4s or the 9s? It's no question. I'm getting the 4s. And so that just kind of reminds me of that. But definitely, if they were at an outlet or they came down in price, these definitely would be a good sleep for cheap. I definitely wouldn't flip them. I would keep these for myself because I do like these a lot. But these are definitely sleep for cheap for me with these particle gray 9s. And so, yeah, $200. Oof. Ooh-wee. Ooh, we getting up there. So, Marco, what's your thoughts on these 9s?
Yeah, I don't like them, honestly. I don't like the upper on them. I don't know what that black is made out of. That black upper looks like it's like, I don't know. It that material, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't like tell you what the material is. It thinks the same material that was on the 9s, though. On the 9s. On the, what was the all red 9s that just came out? It's the same material as
The Chili's. Dang it.
You mean like material. That canvas? So like that canvas type material or whatever that is?
Yeah, it's the exact same material.
Yeah, that ain't bad then. It's good material on those. If those are like the Chili 9s, then those are good materials. I don't know what to call them, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really care for these. I think like you guys said, there's some simpletons. If I tried to grab them, they'd immediately be on the block to be traded. And I would trade them immediately because I know as soon as these sit for a little bit of time, the value is going down on these. These are going to depreciate like a car. As soon as you take them off the lot, they going down in value. So they're going to be a flip for me, I guess. Otherwise, they'd be trash. If I wasn't putting them on the block, they would be trash for me. But yeah. So to give y'all what the people said about these, crap, man, why can I not see stuff tonight?
You know, boy.
Love it though. a fair amount of 9s came out. Is this the second? Well, I say that. Is this the second pair of 9s that came out this year, along with the Chili Reds?
I think that's it. Just this.
And then that's it. Just those two. Okay. So a couple of 9s getting some love.
Yeah, but apparently people are feeling these.
There we go.
43% of people said gotta have them. 18% of people said flip them. 21% of people said trash. And 18% of people said sleep for cheap. So more people feeling them than not feeling them, I guess. So, you know, to each his own, I suppose, on those. Blaze, you want to take it away on these, on the next two sneakers? You want to do them together or you want to do them separate?
I'll do them together because, oh my goodness, what are we doing here? These could have been in the SS series. These could have been in the SS series, but I'll do them though. Let's get it. First of all, so we're getting into the off-white Air Force One mids. We'll get into, they have a black and a white version. And so these come out on June 23rd for $185. And so let's just get into it. So basically you get into your off-white spectacles of it or thoughts of it or just basically designs of it. And so all black, basically around the sneaker, and you have your off-white writing on the inside of each sneaker. You also have the, and what boggles my mind is these, is the strings on them, the laces. I don't know what's going on, where we're going with them, but they're white. They're white laces. You have your pull tag or the tag of it, the orange tag of the sneaker, which identifies them being off-white. And so what is on the top of the tongue in white says Air, as it says Aaron. And so what boggles my mind about this sneaker is the cleats. At the bottom, the cleats, the turf, the Deion Sanders turf cleats at the bottom. And so they come in different colors. They come in pink, blue, and green. And so it basically gives you all around an Air Force One mid, and they throw in their off-white features from it. And so also with the orange as well is on the inside of the black strap on the tongue. And so nothing, basically, they turn an Air Force One mid into they splack, you know, what they do with that. So flip over to the white one. It's right here. Yeah. So the white, so you have your white version. And so the white version comes basically with the, it's all white. And so you have the strap of it, which is a grayish type. And so the strings of them are also gray as well. And so the cleat version or the turf version of this sneaker, of the white one, comes in that looks like, is it navy blue? Is it black? What is that? What is that right there?
I can't really tell. I didn't get very good pictures. There weren't great pictures of these.
Nah, it's all good. We're gonna go with Juneteenth. We're just gonna go with black. So we'll go with black, pink, and blue. And so you have the Nike check being white. Also on the black version, has the black Nike check on it as well. And so overall. And the pull tag. And so let's get to the pull tag since we talked about that. White with the white one and also black with the black one. And so overall, my personal opinion, these are trash. But if I get my hands on them, I'll flip them because I know the off-white vibe, the off-white hype on them will go like crazy. And so I'm sure I can trade for something. And so I'll definitely be going for these. If these are a chance, I believe these are on Sneakers app. And so I'll definitely be taking my shot on both of them. And so these are flip, but I mean, ugh. So, and I'm a big Air Force One mid fan. So they got these chocolate ones on the Nike app that I want to get when they go on sale. So I like these. I like Air Force One mids, but not like this. No sorry, Bob. And so, but these are flippers for me because of the off-white hype. And so, Marco, what's your thoughts on these?
Yeah, they're both dumpster juice. But you said, they will definitely be something that you go after just so that you can trade, especially since they're Virgil's last off-white. I think that's going to be released to the general public because Lord knows ain't none of us getting them Louis Vuittons or whatever the hell.
No, Air Force One stock.
Those were, ain't nobody getting those. So, I mean, unless somebody plans on robbing a bank, which I'm not doing. But anyway.
There it is.
Right.
But no, they're trash, but they would be a trade bait for your boy. So flip. AJ.
I don't want to say it's trash because, you know, it's Virgil. I feel like I'm talking bad, you know, RIP to my man. But I don't know what they was thinking with this. So I'm going to just say sleep with G. You know, because I know it ain't going to happen. But that's what I'm going to go with. If I had to choose between either one, I think I would rather wear the white pair than the black pair. I don't know what's going on with this black pair. I don't know. The white laces are throwing me off. The cleats throwing me off on both of them. I'm telling you that right now. I don't the spikes, the cleats, whatever, the turf, whatever you want to call that. I just don't feel like that's comfortable to walk around in. Like I feel like I'm supposed to be back in the day, like with the turf shoe, with the Deions and the Barry Sanders and the Bo Jacksons. Like I need to be out there making moves on the field. So I don't understand. But I mean, he had another pair that had that same kind of like whatever on the bottom of it too. So it was like, Maybe that was just his way of just standing out even that much more with shooting. But I just feel like I don't understand what's going to happen when I start walking around it. So I'm just going to go sleep for cheap with them. Marco, what the people say?
All right, so to give y'all what the people said about them, on the black pair, 11% of people said got to have them. 26% of people said flip them. 56% of people said trash. 7% of people said sleep for cheap. And then on the white pair, you had 12% of people said got to have them. 15% of people said flip them. 58% of people said trash. And 15%. Of people saying sleep for cheap. So not a lot of people feeling those last off-white sneaker from Virgil. So that was a pretty rough outing there on those.
I feel like with these sneakers that your calves are going to be hella strong, like they like back in the day when we bought those shoes or whatever. I mean, we talked about this before.
Go ahead. That you strapped onto your shoes. Yeah. You feel like you gave you them hops?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is what this nigga remind me of, fam. No lie. Like your calves are hella strong with them. So that's what these remind me of. Look at them. So yes.
I just had like that flashback vision of like you. I see these ninjas in school with them back in the day, like, mm-hmm. And they didn't have no hops though. Like I don't understand. You walk around. I did it. I ain't gonna lie. I did it for like a day, and I was like, this is stupid. My calves hurt. Like I'm not getting no better. Like this hurts after so long. Like. Cause like your foot is like this, like your heel is just like dangling all day. You just trying to stay on
dangling. Dangling.
Like it just didn't make no. I wish I could find some of them. I'm gonna have to see if they still got them. They still making them.
Exactly. These what these remind me of, by the way. So yes.
Oh that's man. Too funny.
All right, so to give y'all the last sneaker here for gifts this week, which we had a long gift, so. Longer than what we normally have, but there was a lot of stuff coming out. Not necessarily saying that it was all great, but it was a lot of collabs this week.
Yeah, no doubt.
So last collab that we have up for this week is everybody's new favorite sneaker, the Jordan 2. Everybody's it's the wave. Everybody's new collab sneaker is the Jordan 2. So these guys are going to be the Maison Chateau Rogue. Jordan 2. These are going to be $200. They dropping on 6/24. I'm not sure if they're going to be on Sneakers app or if they're going to be like an exclusive to the site that these are collabing with. I'll be honest and tell y'all the truth. I did a bad job of doing research on these, so I really don't know much about them. But to give you a quick description of them, seems like they use premium materials. I couldn't really find high-res images on them. So, you got some nice leather. You got some suede in there as well. It looks like you got like some nubuck on like the heel of the sneaker, which is in an orange color. You have like that yellow Maison Chateau Rogue on the heel where the Nike would normally be on the two. You have like these different kind of laces that are like cream color with like a little dash going through the middle of the laces. You got some orange in like the toe of the sneaker. You got a brown sock liner that looks like it's kind of silky looking from the looks of it. You got these stitches on like the tongue there. You got yellow Jordan Wings logo in the tongue. There's a lot of detail on these, as a matter of fact. You got special insoles. I think you get a special box as well. Just a lot of detail on these. Personally, they're nothing that I gotta have, but they would definitely be a flip. So they'd be going on the trade block for me if I was able to grab them. I'm not sure if $200 is accurate. That's the price point that I was seeing out there. I feel like all the other collabs have been higher than $200. So I feel like these are gonna be higher than $200. I think $225 is probably a more accurate price point. But we'll see. We'll see when, because it seems like Nike and Jordan Brand have just been sneaking releases in there. Like, we didn't know the Visionaries was coming out the other week. The Barbershops got snuck in there on us, and they was just like, oh yeah, these come out like tomorrow. And you're right. Like, damn, like, what release calendar are y'all using? But yeah, these would be flip for me. They'd be trade bait. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These are also flip for me. I like the material around them. They look premium. I want to know more about all that, especially like on the inside of the tongue. It talks, I think that's like Chicago. What is that? Chicago, something else in Paris that I'm looking at right now. And so this feels like a real, real quality international sneaker. And so I get my hands on them, man. I got to flip them. I've got enough white and orange sneakers that if there's got to be something that just intrigues my mind with this. And so I'm basically these tools are nothing but just gearing me up for the OGs that are coming out towards the end of the year. And so why not flip these, get a couple shekels in your pocket and get ready for the OG twos to come out. And so the nice sneaker though, quality, but these are flip for me. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
I'm with y'all. I'm flipping these. Just because you just said about the two, the original colorway two. You know, I need to start stacking up. I may have to pay over the 100 if I can't get on the retail. So, but yeah, but these definitely be a flip. I do like the colors in them. I mean, it's kind of like a simple shoe again, but it got a lot of detail into it. So makes it kind of stand out some more with all the detail that they have. And I saw they got like some, I'll switch these laces out. I see they got like a yellow pair and like an orange pair. So I'm going to have some laces out to make it pop just that much more. But yeah, it'll definitely be a flip for me. Well, what would the people say, Mark? Go.
So to give y'all what the people said about these, 1 second here. This screen share is messing me up tonight. I don't know. I'm not on it.
Crazy. Just makes me mad about those Ama Manairs too. Like, there's a lot of twos that I just.
Yeah, you're right. Because what? Union twos, Ama Manairs.
Manairs.
You got.
Like, just what I mentioned.
Don't you got like some J Balvin twos coming out too sometimes?
Oh my, yeah. Them things there, boy.
So here you go. So to give y'all what the people said, and my apologies for being all over the place with graphics tonight. 31% of people said, gotta have them. 35% of people said, flip them. 15% of people said, trash. And 19% of people said, sleep or cheat. So, you know, quite a few people kind of in agreeance with us there as far as those go. So that's going to do it for gifts for this week. So next up, we have the new funniest segment of the night every week, in my opinion, at least the funniest segment. We have the stinker sneakers. So, of course, as everybody knows, these are sneakers that we think suck. So first sneaker on the list was actually one of the picks that I had for stinker sneaker this week. It is the Jordan Why Not 0.5. Can't beat that price. These are going to be $130, dropping on 621. And yeah, they're not good, man. They're not good at all.
Just trying to sound, you made that sound so bad. Like you, some inside of you want to say something positive about it, and just like, no, I can't.
You want to be positive because I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to make an affordable sneaker.
$130 is not affordable.
I mean, he said it can't be that price. And there's a lot of basketball sneakers today ain't $130. So I'll give him that.
Well, you're right. My bad.
I'll give him that. I think the only thing that's cheaper than that is the Mellow Balls, and you can't get your hands on them without paying resale. So
yeah.
It is what it is. But to give y'all a quick description of these, it's a plethora of colors. You got orange, teal. You know what? They kind of remind me of Oklahoma City colors when you look at them. Because, I mean, they are a Russ Westbrook sneaker. So it looks like this is something that he could have worn if he was still playing for OKC. Maybe he's trying to tell us something like, hey, Lakers cut me and I can go play for OKC again. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
I would be either. He put that little purple in front of it, you know, just a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, still here. there's that hint of it. Yeah, I see it there. But I mean, you got like the Oklahoma City blue and like the sock liner. You got orange on the tongue. You got the Russell Westbrook logo in the middle of the tongue there. The laces are a beige color. You got some beige in the toe, some purple in the toe. You got that marbled outsole. It looks like it's like orange, tan, and a darker orange as well. You have intricate, what is that? A lace lock, or I don't know what you call this thing here at the bottom. I can't remember what they call it. I think that's a lace lock. Yeah, lace lock. And it says that price.
Oh. Hey, I'm looking like, really?
Oh.
Maybe the other side must say can't beat. So then it says can't beat that price. Maybe that's what I'm guessing. I didn't see the other side. But yeah, $130. These are dumpster juice for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
Oh man, these lace locks need to say shit, and then the other side is with sprinkles. Cause these are literally shit with sprinkles. I mean, what are we doing here, Russ? I mean, Russ just makes me upset, period, because the season he went through being a Lakers fan. And then, these are just awful. Awful with the color, with the design. Just needs to just stop it. Jordan Brand, stop it. Can't beat that price. Come on. $130. These are way too high for this type of sneaker. I don't care. I can't do it. So just because it looks colorful, it actually looks like sprinkles, and it has the brown with the shit on it. So it identifies shit with sprinkles part. So these are just awful. So I'll just leave it with that. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
I won't. Uh-oh. I will hoop him. I'm gonna give you that. I'll hoop him because I feel Russ got to make a good hoop and shoot. How hard he be playing, so the shoe got to be good. It got to be some good durable shoe. It looked like I'm going to work in them or something. But it's for hooping purposes only. I'm not going. I ain't wearing it to the mailbox right now. I'm going to the gym. I'm hooping them. They're gonna be like, "Oh, you a Russell Westbrook friend?" No, I'm really not. But you know. Why I couldn't beat the price, so like nah. But $130. I've seen cheaper shoes. But you know, I guess not for good players. Let me say that. Probably that's what it is. So I appreciate you, Russ, trying to look out for the kids out here. Just come a little better next time. But you know, I hoop at them. So I'll just say that. I'm gonna end it with that.
It's always the first sneaker that ends up being cheap, but you know, I guess you could say his have been cheap the whole time. But who buys like the Jordan signature sneakers though? Like if it's a player that's on his brand, when is the last time you saw somebody buy a signature sneaker?
I don't remember. Maybe Melo's at the beginning. Yeah, I wasn't wearing no Chris Pauls.
Nope.
I can't even think of nobody else. Melo probably the only player that had decent shoes on Jordan Brand.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. But to give y'all what the people said about these, 28% of people said shit with sprinkles. 64% of people said dumpster juice. And 8% people say, you know what, actually I cop. So not a lot of people even thinking about grabbing those. So next sneaker on the list, Blaze, do you want to do these together? You want to do these separate?
Oh, I don't care. Oh my gosh. Come on, I'll do both of them. Let's go. All right, here we go.
So I'll give you the light pair here first.
Oh great, that's great. So what we have here is your basically Nike ISPA Link Barleys. They come out on the 22nd of June. The light pair, or the green pair, or the grass cutting pair, or the dookie pair that I'll go with these. And so you basically have green, oh my gosh, green dookie, oh, mainly around the middle of the shoe. And you basically have a blue tongue tab. And so I'm trying to do my best to talk about these without laughing at them too much. And basically you have the outsole of them. They are a herpes type bubbling type at the bottom of it. So what is that? Herpes, hepatitis? Around at the outsole of the sneaker, and then the shoestrings are light green around it, and so these are pretty bad. So $225. So people that get them, good for you. Let's go on to the black ones. Thank you, sir. I like to call these the Michael Blackson. Michael Blackson part of the sneaker right here. And so these are the black part. And so you have basically black and gray mostly around this sneaker here. The inside of the sneakers, the sock sole or whatever, it looks mesh around them. And that's on the dookie green part too. And so down here, instead of having the herpes type bumps at the bottom of the sole, the outsole, you have the lumps of coal. That's what I like to call lumps of coal on the bottom of the sneaker. And so I don't know what these look like webs at the little rock marks or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And so we're venturing off here. And so $225. These are the epitome, the definition of trash can juice. Hot Nike. Come on. The both of them. Go back to the dookie green. I just want to look at the dookie green because it made me very upset. Maybe very upset with the dookie green. Can you flip back, Marco? I put you on the spot like that. But these here, both of them, trash can juice. First of all, there's no way in hot hell you're paying $225 in tax for these. Unless you're just superior at climbing mountains. Maybe for some mofos that are in Colorado that can go and climb these mountains with these. But ain't no way. And so stop it. Don't beat your feet up like these. Don't infect your feet with herpes, with this sneaker in particular, by getting these. Trash can juice, both of them. So Nike ISPA Link Barley, they need to be, what is this, taken away, thrown out. So trash can juice. I'm sorry. I'm long with it on this one. I'm sorry. I get a little amped up with our SS version now. And so Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these sneakers, both of them? Both fuck.
Hold on real quick.
There it is.
I gotta change the shades. I gotta get straight black tint on this. This is terrible. Boy. I don't want my eyes to be hurting but looking at this shit. I don't know what they was thinking about putting this goddamn shoe together. I don't know who in Nike smoking what they doing, but hey, quit. Put it down.
Yep.
I got deaf and bald. I got waste management. I got the recycle plant. All of them come pull up. Hey, throw these away. These dumpster juice. Shiver Sprinkles be giving them too much respect. So yes. these are straight dumpster juice. I don't know what in the world. I can't even imagine putting my foot in it. Like, I just feel like something's going to happen with my foot inside of it. Like, there's no way that Nike thought this was okay to be $225. Like, who was throwing money away? Cause I need to find out what they do for a living or something. Cause you're throwing money away. It's trash. I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it. I just don't. I'm like, I tried to like find something positive to say, but there's nothing positive to say about these. These are straight terrible. I'm upsetting everybody at Nike. I'm upsetting whoever designed this shoe. I hope you never design a shoe again. I hope this is it. And I hope this shoe sits on the shelf forever. And you know, give these shoes to kids and people that need them, okay? Just get these shoes away. That's the only way they're going to sell. Get that shit away.
Third world country.
Give them shits away. They can have them. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox too now.
So, for me personally, I'm going to go ahead and certify these dumpster juice because we all said that they dumpster juice. The green ones, though, I don't know why. When I look at them, I think of a grasshopper. That's the first thing I think of when I see them. They look like a grasshopper to me. Yeah, I mean, unless you are all-purpose hiking every single day, I have no idea why you would buy these. Because that's, I mean, that's what their purpose for is, for hiking. But
yes.
Yeah, these are just so aesthetically not pleasing that you're like, oh my God, who in their right mind would go grab these at $225? That's the thing.
Yeah, like, did you wake up that morning? It's like, I'm going to the store to go get these, like, in your right mind? Like, no, there's no way.
$225. It's like, my God.
Ain't do it.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that somebody's going to buy them because somebody's going to be like, yep, I need them. I need them in my life. But
they got no friends. I'm going to tell you now.
Hey, maybe they do. Maybe all their friends hike with them or something. You know, maybe that happened. Maybe that's what's going on there. So to give y'all what the people said about these, we're going to start with the barley greens here. So on those... 24% of people said shit with sprinkles, 68% of people said dumpster juice, and 8% of people said, you know what, actually I cop. So, you know.
I worry about y'all. Worry about y'all.
No question.
Sure. Worried about
them. I'm going to tell you that I ain't worried.
And then on the black pair, So on the black pair, you got 28% of people said shit with sprinkles, 64% of people said dumpster juice, and 8% of people said, you know what, actually I cop. So that does it for stinker sneakers this week as well. But yeah, I'm gonna throw it back over to AJ.
Hey, that was good waste of time with those last two. I'm just saying, I just felt like we pubbed them more than they needed. Okay, and, you know, Nike, y'all should thank us for that. Man, Nike, whenever you hear them, y'all thank us. We gave them, you know how they say, you know, even bad publicity is good publicity. That's what we just gave them. We gave them that bad publicity. Now people gonna want to go. We wonder about them, but you know, it is what it is. So now we get into the moment where everybody just sit back and chill, and we go to Blazers. Holy grail. I hope I said that right. You know. So when Blazers breaks down his top 100 Jordans, we are now going to jump into number 70 through 66. Blazers, I'm going to take a seat back and let you take over.
Sweet. Sounds good, Black Ranger. Let's get into it. So Blazers, holy grail of Jordan 70 through 66. Number 70 is the Jordan 11 Jubilee. And so Jordan, it came out in 2020, basically celebrated Jordan 11's 25th anniversary of the Jordan 11 sneaker, one of the most popular silhouettes Jordan history. And so it represented that. Basically, people, it's an all-black sneaker. Patent leather is black. You have your white. You have your white around it. You have your milky bottom. And you also have, and what I think sets it off, is the gray Jordan eyelids on the side of the sneaker. And so Jordan 11 Jubilee, celebrating the 25th anniversary of this immaculate sneaker, in my personal opinion. And so jumping to 69, first of all, 69 was a very good year. And so I wasn't even born that year. And it was a very good year. And so let's get into it. Jordan 7 Citrus. This last release came out in 2006 for $135. Let me just say that again for the people in the back. This Jordan, the Citrus 7 came out in 06 for $135. Oh, the changes that are made with Jordan. These Jordans come out again next month, to be exact, in July. I guarantee you they won't be $135. I'm thinking $190 to $200, easy. But
yeah.
dope sneaker, quality, absolutely quality sneaker, black. You have your yellow on the Shark Teeth, and you also have your red or oranges on the Shark Teeth. I'm going to go with red on the Shark Teeth. And so Jordan 7 Citrus, a classic sneaker that we will enjoy. Definitely, I will be definitely going after those. And so let's jump into number 68, the Jordan 10 Double Nickel. And so Jordan 10, lovely sneakers, most comfortable sneaker as well, in my opinion, to put on. And so basically white, black, red around the sneaker. And I love the version that they came out with in 2015. They came out with the 45 on the side of it. And so this one, Jordan came back. He scored 55 at the Garden. I'm also a Knicks fan, and so I watched him do that. And so got to celebrate this sneaker as well. I need this sneaker back in my life. I have the Jubilees. I don't have the 7s. I don't have the 10s. I sold those. I need those back just to have them in my collection. I think it's an OG sneaker. And so I love these a lot. Double Nickel, shout out to the GOAT for doing this thing, especially against one of my teams. So let's move on to number 67, the Jordan 9 Space Jams. And I found myself, Marco brought this to my attention, how many 9s I have on the list. And so it's shocking myself with these. And so let's get into one of them. And so Jordan 9s, the last time it released was in 2016, and that was to celebrate the 20th version of the Retro 9s. And so white, black, the black has patent leather on it. You have your signature Jumpman at the bottom of the sneaker, and so red, it's also splattered on red. And so I love it. I still have the sneaker in my collection. And the last time I looked at the resale price, it's $450 to $600 for this 9. So yeah, you know, I for the people that don't have it, I have it. Just wait until the next release, because I'm not paying that much for a 9, not paying that much, you know, for sneakers in general, but definitely not paying that with the 9s. So I love it, dope. Who doesn't love Space Jam? And if you don't, shame on you. And so that's just what it is. So Jordan 9 Space Jam is number 67. And the just to end it here, the Jordan Carmine 6s, not Caramine, Carmine. So not Caramel, not Carmel, Carmine 6s. Make sure we get that right. These released last year. And so it's an OG sneaker, OG 6, dope colorway, black, white, red, icy bottom. Can't go wrong with that. Once again, anything with white, black, and red with the icy bottom, you got to go for them. And so last came out in 2021. I have a pair, to be exact. And so dope, needed them. Glad they came out. And so, shoot, man, I'm thinking about rocking them next month. And so can't go wrong with these Jordan 6 Carmines. And so you have your, for me, for 70 to 76, you got your Jordan 11 Jubilees, Jordan 7 Citrus, the Double Nickel 10s, the Space Jam 9s, and the Carmine 6s. And so that rounds off 70 through 66. Ooh, the air's getting thin, people. The air's getting very thin with my decisions. And so that's just what it is right there. I think this is a quality list. I'll throw it over to Boss Man first before AJ messes around and destroys it on accident. So, Boss Man, what do you think about a list 70 through 66, Boss?
I think this is solid. The Jordan 10 Double Nickels are definitely dope. One of the few 10s that I actually like. Jordan 9 Space Jams are dope. We still never figured out what the actual name of those was right prior to them being renamed the Space Jams. But I get it why they would repurpose them as that, because they came out the same year as the Space Jam 11. So that made sense. Carmine's had my chances to get those plenty of times last year, especially since they ended up hitting outlets because of all the B grades. And I'm sure that AJ's are gonna be selling for way more money.
Way more, I'm telling y'all.
Bring it back up. We rehashing that on the B grades with AJ here, I'm sure, in just a moment. Yes. Jordan 11 Jubilees are dope. They were actually the only Jordan 11 to come out like how the sample was originally intended, with the lettering on the eyelets there. Jordan 7 Citrus, you said, are coming out next month, you said?
Yes, July 2nd, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so I think this is a solid list. Definitely some dope sneakers on this part of the list. I'll throw it over to AJ.
All right. I ain't gonna talk bad about this list, Blaze. Yeah, I like it. You know, I'm gonna say I probably want the nines a little bit higher, you know, other than that, I think everything, I'm cool with everything. And them Carmines, them big reds, we got about 3 more years, y'all. I'm telling you, they're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be like, I should have listened to them. I'm still trying to find a B grade pair. That's the pair I want. I want the B grade. Anybody got a B grade pair? I left. I got a couple dollars for you. It's gonna be retail or less. You know, that's all I got for you. I ain't going over it. Not for no B grade. Not yet. I'm telling you, it's a good investment, man. But other than that, I think this list is solid. Them tens, you can't never go wrong with tens. Like. And I forgot that they was called the double. I forgot all about that. So, yeah, it kind of refreshed my mind with that. But, yeah, and the Citrus, they definitely are coming out next month. Definitely seen a pair. I saw a kid a pair the other day. So, they're on the way. They're on the way. I know that for sure. Jubilees, I think Jubilee is, like, the most, like, simplest Jordan 11. I think that came out. So, I feel like it's you can't beat that. And I say that it's not – when every time I say that, I be thinking about the Space Jam. I feel like it's simple too, but some reason that Space Jam 11 with the blue Jordan sign on the back. I don't know why. I just feel like that shoe is just so much more special. But I feel like this is the same shoe, but they don't have that same feel to it though.
It's that nostalgia.
It's the movie.
That's what it got to be there. But yeah, I'm good with this list. I ain't complaining. You know, but I feel like I'm biased to the nines again. I'm like, every time we got a nine the past couple weeks, I'm like, that nine could be a little high. But I think I figured it out. Yeah, I'm just more biased to nines for some reason.
No doubt.
Sidebar here. So because we have nostalgia for the Space Jam nines now, as we're dubbing them, and the Space Jam 11s, are there going to be Gen Zers that down the road are going to be looking at the Space Jam LeBron 19?
Hell no. Hell
it might be. You never know.
Ain't no way. Them bulky. AJ got a pair of those. Would you think that later on? And I'm talking about like the ones that are in a church. With them church deals. What are them? Them right there.
Just on the side, and I got a pair in my car right now. They on sale on Nike, so I'm really thinking about hitting that. I ain't gonna lie. I like that color in that 19. I don't know why. And it's not because of the movie, because I didn't go see it, because I'm not ruining Space Jam in my mind. It's only one Space Jam, so I'm not going to see another one.
There it is.
So, but I just like the color of that shoe. I already got one pair. It ain't as bad as I thought it was. Once I put it on, start moving around it. So that's what I'm really thinking about getting it, because it didn't drop to it's like 130 now or something like that on Nike. So I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking about it.
I didn't know they still had sizes and pairs of those.
Look, I gotta sit in my car, just like keep looking at it every day, like, nah, it ain't gonna be there. But I said, let it be there on payday, which shout out to Juneteenth, you know, might got paid a couple days early, you know.
There you go.
So, you know, that's another good thing. So, you know, I might be hitting that button tomorrow morning. It just depends how I feel when I wake up. So, but nah, I don't think, nah, it's no way. Because now that you said that, I'm kind of thinking, like, what shoe will, like, the next generation, like, want to reach back and, like, dang, I wish I would have got that shoe. And I can't really think of nothing. Like, I don't think it's a shoe like that. Because, I mean, we got the pennies coming back. So, like, back in the days, we wanted the pennies. Then you got, you know, we talk about the 11s. We still want the 11s, but I don't think no current player like right now has a shoe that make you like, I want to reach back. Like, I can't wait for that to retro again. Like, I can't really think of it.
I mean, if we being honest, LeBron's ain't doing very well as retros. No. Nah, if we just being 100% honest, right. Like, the 9s, they are tanking this year.
Right.
And I think the 9s is one of his better silhouettes, in my opinion. I mean, I other people think otherwise, but these things are tanking this year. When I saw Big Bang sitting the way they were when they restocked those, I said, my God, the disrespect.
Yep. Y'all wrong.
It was sitting. And only like LeBron, I think I really want, which I don't know. Yeah, I think it's like the LeBron 3. It's like a white and gold LeBron 3. I had it. I hooped it. It's the only reason I think I want it. But they had a white and gold pair, and they had like a black and – no, white and gold and like a navy and white pair. Like, that's probably the only like LeBron I'm waiting to come back out. Other than that, it's like I can't think of no – And there's, I mean, if you got a KD, you like the, what, like the fours and the fives, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Sixes.
But other than that, it's like, I can't think of no current player. I'm like, I hope they retro a shoe for him. Like,
we definitely don't need none of them Kyries.
Yeah, ever. Nah, I'm good.
Don't need none of them.
I'm good.
Maybe it's because of the era we grew up in. Kind of like, I mean, if you think about top 10 NBA players, it depends on the era you grew up in, who you're going to put in your top 10.
Yeah, good point.
Because you know that's people are already trying to throw – they throwing Steph in the top 10 now.
Steph in top 10 now? Hey. Mm. But I just feel – so, Steph ain't – so, where Klay at? Klay got to be somewhere around there,
right? He ain't top 10.
He ain't that.
Let's stop that now.
He ain't top 20?
Maybe top 50. I don't know about top 20.
I feel like they're just putting them rings. Once you get them rings together, they feel like you just get bumped up.
Well, if that's the case, then Robert Horry is top 10 all time then.
Yeah, Robert Horry. Draymond about to be there. He gonna put himself in there.
Oh gosh, good for him.
Right,
you can have that. So, yeah. Yeah, well, that is the end of the list, and looks like we're gonna close it out, close out the segment. So, AJ, send us home.
You know where? Hey, appreciate y'all. You know, always appreciate the listeners. This episode number 67. I mean, we've been doing this for a while, staying consistent as we can be. Y'all want me to give my spiel now? Y'all want y'all to let everybody know where they can follow y'all on social media, and I give my spiel after that.
Nah, you can go ahead and give your spiel.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend, and make sure you tell that friend that follow us, like us. Make sure you tell us what you like, what you don't like. I may be still buying shots. It just depends on how I feel when you see me out. I want to say thank you to each and every person that voted. We appreciate you in advance. You know, hopefully we can take it home for the team. You can follow me on my social media at AJJ_Almighty. Definitely follow Kick City at Kick_City. All these are both Instagram handles I'm talking about. It is free to share. It doesn't hurt to share. You share some of our stuff, we share some of your stuff. Sharing is caring, people. I think that's all I got for my spiel. Marco, where can they find you?
You can find me on IG at MBTheRemix. You can find me on Twitter at DAMB2Experience. I tried to change that to MBTheRemix. They told me that username was taken, so I couldn't do that on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at Mark Boyce on Facebook. And then, of course, like AJ said, you can find Kick City on IG at Kick_City913 on IG. And the Kick City Podcast on Facebook. Thank you to everybody that went out and voted for us. Like AJ says, hopefully we take it home in August. I think that's going to be the first weekend of August. It's going to be the award ceremony. So looking forward to that. Should be fun. Should be some great exposure for us. But yeah, Blaze, where can they find you?
They can find me on my personal page on IG at LuckyLefty31. I'm on there posting preferably mainly Kick City stuff, but other things in fact with that. And also follow us on Twitter at City_Kick. And just like what the two brothers said, my two people said, thank you guys for voting for us, for looking out for us. We will definitely be in the building in August. You can book that. And so can't wait to see y'all and chop it up with y'all. And please get us to listen to all the past episodes, and definitely let us know what we can work on. Let us know that what we're good at, and we will continue to be here and improve and be consistent for y'all, because that is what we do. Holla at us.
Yes, sir. We out.
We don't.
Kick City.